Verdict. Episode 9. Don't Let the Sun.
Good morning. Oh, we'll be right with you. We just gotta... Shit, I don't know if he saw that. Give me a second, would you, Mr. Clemens? Jim, you ready?
Morning. Forgive me, full house today.
What we got?
How are you? Did you get coffee? I see your cup's getting low. Hey, detective, you get him a refill?
Black one sugar. That right? Be right back.
He won't be but a minute. There he is. All right.
There you go, sir. Now be careful, the pot was fresh, so it'll burn you if you go in unawares.
Did you...
What's that now?
You see this?
I did.
Okay. I just wasn't sure it was in the file when we went through it last time.
It was there.
Okay, good.
We're just waiting on lab work to come back.
You let me know as soon as it does.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what else.
What's that?
I'll put a dollar and a cent says DNA puts him at the scene.
I imagine you'd be right, Detective. Imagine you'd be right. Anyway, to the matter at hand, Mr. Clemens. I'm sure you're a very busy man, so we should just get down to business.
I'd like to know what the hell I'm doing here. Y'all mind telling me that much?
Absolutely. We will.
By the way, this is all by the by. I have an obligation to inform you. See that little camera up there in the corner? It's on. Conversation's being recorded.
Absolute formality, though. I assure you. Truth be told, I'd turn it off if I could.
It tends to put people on edge.
That's exactly right, Detective. It puts people on edge, and you have no reason to be on edge. This is not an interview.
No, sir.
All we want to do is talk.
Do I need a lawyer?
Why would you need a lawyer?
That's what I'm asking. Why am I here?
We told you. We just want to talk.
No, Devon. You do not need a lawyer. Like I said, this is just a conversation.
But you are asking me to consent to being questioned without a lawyer present. That is what's happening, right?
Not at all.
Devon. Buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
What I'm trying to say is, you're not being questioned, you're not being charged. This is just three guys having a talk.
Truth be told, Mr. Clemens, we need your help. We want to get this thing wrapped up.
That's right, we do. We need your help. We want to put this whole nightmare to bed.
Once and for all.
I don't understand.
What's that now?
What is it that you need to put to bed? You have his killer in custody. He pled guilty at his arraignment. What in the hell else is there to clean up? I don't understand.
Hand of God, all of that is 100% on the money. No denying. It's just that in our follow-up work in this case, the investigation uncovered some... Well, let's just say there were some other sides of the story that we need to check.
What in the hell's that mean?
Listen, facts all remain the same, okay? Your son, Duchesne Clemens, was murdered in cold blood. And for that crime, his killer will spend the rest of his natural life in prison and will more than likely face the death penalty.
That part's in stone. You can take it to the bank. All right.
There are just some loose ends is all, and we want to make sure we got everything locked up tight.
That's all I keep hearing from you people. Same with that girl from the government. It's all loose ends and unanswered questions. I don't get what it is y'all still need to know.
Look, we got our guy. No doubt about it.
You have to understand something, Devon. There's no such thing as open and shut. No case is won until the killer's in the ground. Till then, there's appeals and due processes and all sorts of ways convicted killers get free.
But...
yes, we have your son's killer in custody. But I want to make sure he gets a death penalty for what he did to Duchesne. That's what I meant when I say I want justice. Not just caught, finished.
Ain't that what we all want? All of us here in this room?
Hell, it's all anyone in this town wants.
Whole town is right. Never known a case like it.
Nor me, Detective. Nor me. Whew, that boy was loved.
Would nobody around here didn't know and love the name Duchesne Clemens.
None more than you, though. Right, Devon? You loved him more than anyone. And you must want justice more than everyone put together.
Once and for all.
So what do you say? Can you help us out?
I'm here, ain't I?
Yes, you are. Okay, then. Let's just start from the top.
Verdict will continue after a word from our sponsors. And now we continue with Verdict.
Can you describe your relationship with Chris Hawthorne?
He was a friend of my son.
What'd you think of him? Did you like him? They was hanging out since they was babies, so you must have had an opinion.
He got on my nerves when he was little.
Why'd you say that?
Thought he was weak. He had this real nervous energy about him all the time. Put me on edge.
Is it possible you were the reason he got so nervous?
No.
How can you be so sure?
He was like that all the time.
How do you know?
You boys ever been in the room with Chris and Dan at the same time?
Chris's father? Only the day he came in here, but he was confessing a murder, so probably not the greatest example.
Then you'll just have to take it from me. He was a nervous kid, but like I said, once I knew why, I just kind of felt sorry for him. Truth be told, I was working all the time back then anyway, so if he came to the house, I was unlikely to ever see him.
Got it. So... you're not a fan of Dan Hawthorne, is that correct?
No, I'm not.
But you were friends, weren't you, back in the day?
We were.
What happened?
We had a difference of opinion.
What about?
Parenting. Discipline.
Care to elaborate?
There was a barbecue over at the Hawthorne's place.
When was this?
A couple summers back, right after Rochelle passed.
Okay.
I think they invited us over to get us out of the house. They knew we was having a rough time of it. Anyway, afternoon was getting on and I was getting ready to leave, and I guess it was Chris announces that he and Duchesne are going to go see some friends.
Okay.
I said no. It was a Sunday night. We don't go out on Sunday nights.
I hear ya.
Duchesne tries to tell me he's old enough to decide what he wants to do with himself on a weekend, and... like, I don't know. We was going through a real hard time, and I just... I tried to stop him leaving.
How did you try to stop him?
I tackled him to the ground and we ended up in a tussle on the grass. It wasn't nothing, and nobody got hurt. It was more my own stupidity than anything, but Jeannie got scared, I guess, and she called the cops.
What happened when they got there?
It was all over. I mean, it looked bad because Deshane was bleeding from a cut on his head, but he was fine, and nothing else needed to be made of it. But she and Dan got worked up. Made a statement, blew the whole thing way out of proportion. I spent the night in jail, and when I got to court, the judge gave me a 2-year suspended sentence for assault and battery of a minor. Mitigated only by the fact that my son dropped the charges.
Well, let's be honest now. That sentence wasn't out of nowhere, Devon.
What the hell's that mean?
You had a prior. Aggravated assault.
What was that, 91?
I hear you. But all the judge is gonna see in that situation is a pattern.
Pattern of behavior.
Take it y'all haven't spoken since. You and the Hawthorns, I mean.
Absolutely not. I got nothing to say to them. None of that never needed to happen that way.
Can I ask, and forgive me, I know this is not easy, but I need to ask about Rochelle.
What about her?
How old was Deshane when she passed?
He was 15.
Hell of a time to lose a mother.
Never a good time to lose a mother, Detective. Never a good time to lose a wife, neither.
What's your point, Detective?
Well, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Let's leave Rochelle for now. Let's try another way. How would you describe your relationship with Deshane growing up? Devon, stay with me now. You're doing great.
I worked a lot, but I was with him every moment I had free. Whatever anyone says, I was a good father.
You trained with him?
When he was little, yeah.
Not just training, Detective. Mr. Clemens here was raising a star. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. I never forgot the first time I saw him play.
Shadow Creek?
Shadow Creek is right.
I was there. Didn't they go on to win state?
That's right. They did. And they beat our boys, too. Fair and square. No denying that. But Deshane was all anyone could talk about after the game. Boy was on fire.
Like I said, Detective. Devon here was raising a star. We all miss him. Not more than you. But we all miss him.
Yeah.
How did Deshane handle the loss of his mother? He take it hard?
He was devastated. We both were.
Can only imagine.
But he threw himself into school and training to cope. I did the same with work. It was just all we knew how to do.
I'm sure. No doubt. When you say he threw himself into work, is that to say he closed himself off from you?
No, Look, I don't know that either one of us was doing much talking at that time. Hell, I think it was all we could do at that point just to stand up straight, but yeah, I guess he closed off for a while after she passed.
Like anyone would in that situation. Lord knows I don't know that I could cope if I was faced with the very same. What about you, Detective?
Take my hat off to you, Devon. No question, hell of a job you done.
That's right.
How's your coffee? You need a warm-up?
I'm good.
You just holler if you do. It's never not fresh around here the way everybody goes through it.
Never a truer word spoken. Okay, so Rochelle's gone. You throw yourself into work. Deshane disappears into training and schoolwork.
Where are we going with all this?
Exactly where we need to.
Why are the two of you sitting here telling me my own life story? It's a goddamn waste of time.
No, it ain't. But I get it. Really, I do. I get that it seems that way. But if you can just trust me, all of this is going exactly where we need it to get it done. I promise. You're doing great. Please just keep going.
Verdict will return in a moment. And now, back to Verdict.
Did that pattern of communication continue until your boy passed?
He didn't pass. He was murdered. It never went back to the way it was.
Okay. Were you still training him?
I never trained him. He had coaches for that. Only a fool tries to coach his own son at a game he used to play.
You guys didn't work out together at all.
We threw a ball around together some of the time, but we wasn't training. And truth be told, it was the only time I could get him to stand still long enough to have anything like a conversation.
Football. In the DNA. That was how you communicated.
I guess.
Did you guys discuss college options when you were out there throwing a ball back and forth?
Of course.
Did you have a preference on where he went?
Were you hoping he'd follow in your footsteps?
No, I mean, I still knew some of the folks on the board at Austin, but I knew he was considering options further out.
Further out, like Tulane?
What now?
Did you know Deshane was looking at Tulane?
No, he wasn't. They might have been looking at him, but Tulane's a baseball school, detective.
I know that.
We know that.
Deshane played baseball.
Yes, sir, he did.
But he wasn't ever gonna go pro. Football was his sport. Always was. Not baseball, football.
We understand.
So he wasn't ever going to be looking at no Tulane.
Right.
So, you didn't know.
Don't play games with me.
Nothing about this is a game, Devon. Deshane had been offered a scholarship to play baseball at Tulane.
That don't mean nothing. Deshane was offered a scholarship by just about every school that met with him. Ain't no thing.
We understand. Thing is,
what thing?
He accepted the offer from Tulane.
No, he didn't. 'Cause I know.
This is their welcome letter to him.
It was a done deal, Devon.
I don't...
Tulane is where he was planning to go.
It don't make no sense.
You want to know what we make of all this?
See, from where I'm sitting, I see a man who worked himself to the bone to build a reputation and give his family a good life.
No question.
I see a man struck by unimaginable tragedy when he loses his young wife to cancer.
I see a man who, by his own admission, lost his son to grief, whose relationship had broken down to such a point, as you stated, the only way you communicated was by playing catch.
Then there's a victim. Your son. A boy you put every spare second.
Sacrificed everything.
To shape him into the man you wanted him to be.
And how does he repay you?
By throwing it all in your face.
Taking a scholarship to a college in secret.
To play a sport where he was never gonna go pro. all to turn his back on the very life you worked so hard to help him build.
Why would he do all that to you?
Because of the secret he was keeping from you.
The one he hoped you'd never find out.
That your son,
the All-American GoPro star quarterback,
was a homosexual.
You think I didn't know my son was gay?
We think you found out.
He was my child. We think it destroyed you. No, burned you up from the core. You're wrong.
Your own son, a homosexual.
What could you have done to deserve a hand like that?
Someone had to pay, right?
Can't have people believing the toughest guy in town got a sissy for a son.
Tough guy's right, Detective. Devon got not one, but two counts of assault on his record. One against his own son.
Ooh, jury won't like that.
But hold on now, Detective. That's not who Devon is now, remember? One of those cases was 30 years ago. Devon's an upstanding member of our community.
Everybody's favorite car guy.
Hell, I bought my wife her last car from you.
Bet it runs real nice, Detective.
Sweeter than a whistle. Wouldn't go anywhere else. Wouldn't send a good friend to anyone else.
You're the guy.
That's quite a reputation you gotta uphold.
So we can imagine.
It's not hard to see.
If people around here found out, oof, that your son,
no sir,
was a homosexual,
Lord have mercy.
You can't have that.
Not for a second.
So you did what any man would be forgiven for thinking of doing.
Any man in your position.
With as much to lose as you do?
More than either one of us can comprehend, I'll bet.
You're not listening. You got this all wrong. I knew my son was gay. I didn't care. I loved him. His killer already pled guilty. Why are you trying to put this on me now?
Chris was there.
That's not in question.
But he wasn't there alone.
What the hell are you talking about?
We got your truck. Used to transport the victim.
I told you at the time Duchesne was using it to get to practice.
Still alive.
To the site of the murder.
Same vehicle used to transport the victim.
Now deceased.
Back to the school where his body was left.
No.
Out in the cold. We got tire tracks all over the woods.
Victim's blood all over the truck.
Awash with it.
That's right, Detective. Awash.
We got your boots.
Covered in your son's blood.
And we got a witness.
A child, no less.
A child you threatened to stay silent.
Lest you destroy his family's reputation.
The very same family who almost destroyed yours when they had you arrested for assault.
And not just arrested. Held up in front of a judge.
Woo! Lord have mercy.
So you told him he needed to cooperate.
Not just cooperate, Detective. Take the blame. You wanted him to face the death penalty for a crime he did not commit. All to keep the secret that your son,
your own flesh and blood,
was a godless,
God-forsaken
faggot.
Motherfucker! Get your hands off me!
Devon Clemens,
my child.
I am charging you with the murder of your son, Duchesne Clemens. You have the right to remain silent, but anything you say can and will be used as evidence against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed to you.
On the next episode of Verdict.
How does he seem?
Happy to help as always, but something's kind of off.
I mean, her anxiety is at breaking point. She didn't need the stress.
Was there anything else going on last night?
They don't even have anything more than circumstance and hearsay.
I am not going to put my faith before my child, Abby.
I strongly suggest you stop talking now.
My family's been through the ringer this past few months.
You just gotta put on the show, remember?
I mean, there has not been a living second when it's not been the topic of conversation.
It's not about the religion.
So what's it about?
Control.
Verdict is a Cavalry Audio original production, presented in partnership with iHeartMedia. Produced by Brandon Morgan and K.C. Wayland. Written by Sam Scott. Directed by K.C. Wayland. Executive produced by Dana Brunetti and Keegan Rosenberger. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Recorded at Unison Music in Los Angeles. Starring
Ty E. Tillman as Devon Clemens. Artie Baxter as Detective Manford.
Lester Puri as Detective Markland.
And I'm Michael Swan. Editing and sound design by Joey Jordan. Mastering by Victoria Cheng. Post-production supervisor, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisors, Joey Jordan and Michael Dean Wilkins. Thank you for listening to this Theater for the Mind.